The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is a big dang story. Big story. You find me a bigger story. There may be other stories you think are more important. There may be things that would qualify for breaking news over this, but I don't know where and how in my mind. This is pretty big. Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome. It's Thursday already? My gosh, where's the week going? Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Whether you're listening from 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, or AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, Moorhead, or 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, Tioga, Stanley, or Watford City, Williston, and Newtown, or the Western Edge, KLTC 1460, iHeartRadio app, however you are listening, whenever you are listening, we are glad to have you. Brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, I would really encourage you to consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. The cost is small, the benefit big, and landowners really are united right now. And they don't want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. It's not about that at all. But they do want to protect the land. They're united in protecting the land. They're united in a dialogue. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners, you have access to premium information that you get from the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You can't get anywhere else. You also receive assistance and education on issues affecting your property rights. They have a representative at the legislature representing Northwest Landowners Association. So you're in the know with printed email. It's information, newsletters, email, you know, just in the know of what's going on, different meetings and news that are happening. And if you own land in North Dakota, you can help them help you by joining the Northwest Landowners Association. NWLandowners.com, NWLandowners.com. So here's the big news, and I welcome other big news. But this is just what I see as big news today on the program. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Highlight. Tell me what's bigger than this. Breaking news from the Los Angeles Times. Headline, in blockbuster deal, L.A. Rams trade for number one pick in the NFL draft. 3 months after relocating to Los Angeles, the Rams have made another huge move to the top of this month's NFL draft. In a blockbuster transaction, the Rams traded with the Tennessee Titans for the number one pick and the opportunity to draft a top quarterback. Presumably, are you ready? North Dakota State's Carson Wentz. A Bismarck boy, as a result of this news today, could be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Isn't that unbelievable? Rams gave up their number 15 pick in this year's draft, 2 second-round picks, a third-round pick, and the first and third-round picks next year. Now, they also get, the Rams, that is, get the Titans' fourth and sixth-round pick this year. So they got a couple players thrown in there. But I just think that's cool. If you're a Carson Wentz fan, that one's got to give you goosebumps. Now, it could be something else. We don't know, but it sure seems to me like that's what's going on.
You know what I saw?
Is there a bigger story out there? That's what I want to know. Is there a bigger story than that? I don't know. How do you top
this? No, there's not.
What were you going to say, Todd?
I was going to say, I saw this story last night on some sports site I've never heard of, and I couldn't verify it on any other site, and I thought, well, I'll just put it in the back of my mind and look in the morning, and then, boom, it blows up this morning. So
the what you saw, you're saying, is speculation this was going to happen, that they were going to do a deal for the top pick?
Well, supposedly it was a done deal, but like I say, it was a website I've never heard of. And how much stuff do you see on the internet that doesn't end up being true? So you don't want to run with it and go, yeah, sure, I'll believe them. But I thought, well, I'll look in the morning. Maybe there'll be more on it. And then all of a sudden, kaboom. So I'll have to see who that was, because always, I mean, I'm not a huge sports guy, but I read enough of it that if it would have been one of those peripheral, you know, B-list sites, I would have at least recognized the name. Didn't recognize this name, so I thought, oh, if I can't confirm it with, you know, one of the guns, ESPN, CBS Sports, Fox Sports, something like that, then you don't want to run with it. I couldn't confirm it with anybody.
It's official now. It's a big dang story.
It's a done deal.
And I'll take other big stories if you'd like on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Kathleen Wrigley will be here at the bottom of the hour. Kathleen is the wife of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, and she is an advocate for North Dakota's Constitution to be amended to put victims' rights through an initiated measure, something you'll have an opportunity to vote on, into the Constitution. Marcy's Law is what it's called. We're going to learn about that later this hour. We also have another of our talk radio town halls, a lot of those, and we will have more between now and June. Marvin Nelson, North Dakota Democratic candidate for governor and current state representative from Rolla. We're looking at our calendar right now between now and June and wondering what kind of coverage you'd like us to devote to the governor's race. Obviously, in the case of Marvin Nelson, is a chance to introduce ourselves to him, but you know, he's worried about November, but there's a primary challenge, and you have, you know, a race in June that has a lot of folks paying attention to what's going on right there. How do you want us to do that? Give me a little feedback as we get set to extend invitations to the candidates. More or less, you know, what kinds of questions, what kinds of topics, you know, talk radio town halls. I'd welcome your input by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also call us. 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air. And also text Todd at 701-226-8503. I got to check and see if Carson Wentz has tweeted anything about this, too. I'll do that in a moment. But Tim and Edgley, let's go to you first here. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Tim, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to keep bringing it up because it doesn't seem to get much play in the big media. About how we continue to have this person running for president of the United States that was engaged in criminal activities regarding the emails and the secrets of the country being put out on the internet and in defiance of all the government rules that she knew about were in place and just deliberately disregarded it, and yet we have a couple of ranchers jailed in Oregon for starting a fire, and it looks like they just literally locked them up and threw the key away on them. Are these Clinton people literally above the law? Is that what's going on? I mean, are there some people in this country where the law, if they break the law, it doesn't matter? I guess that's what's going on.
You wonder. You wonder, don't you, Tim? It just about drives you crazy. It just about drives you crazy. Now, I've come to expect it. I think we all have, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't bring it up. I'm glad you did.
But this is a breakdown of law and order in the country. We got a real problem if you've got someone that's potentially could become the president of the United States that doesn't even obey the laws of the country. What is this? Who ever heard of a civilization like that?
Disheartening is what it is. Right?
That's to say the least. That's the... yes. This needs to be kept in the forefront of people's minds. This person needs to be confronted with this everywhere.
Do you think she will ultimately... you know, receive any punishment, anything going to come of this FBI investigation in your mind?
Well, it doesn't look like it to me. You have the president making all kinds of excuses and blowing it off. He's obviously probably going to step in and, you know, I don't know, pardon her or whatever you want to call it. Yet there's a U.S. Army general here not long ago, if I'm if I remember correctly, he was cashiered out of the army for this type of thing.
Yeah, you're talking about Petraeus, General David Petraeus.
Yes. Yeah. Wasn't he one of the top generals, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was head of the CIA.
So we have a double standard in this country.
Indeed we do.
There's people that are above the law.
Indeed
they're,
we do.
They're untouchable, apparently.
All right, Tim, appreciate the call. And Tim's got a bigger story in his mind than the Carson Wentz story, and one that's not getting any coverage. So not only is it a bigger story, it's a story that is being ignored by a lot of folks in the media. You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is the email address. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. L.A. Rams trade up for the number one pick in the NFL draft to get Carson Wentz? Probably. Big story, tell us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department, show them when they bring the car in for service what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
No, at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Working on our coverage of the candidates in the primary between now and June 14th in this Republican battle. You have a Republican battle for the governor's race in North Dakota. You got a Republican battle for president. It doesn't happen very often, but it's happening right now. So we want to cover that well on your behalf. You let us know. But tell us what's on your mind this morning, and then go guest at the bottom of the hour and a talk radio town hall next hour with the Democratic candidate for governor as well. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. We're brought to you today by MyPillow. MyPillow. Jane told us, I'm so happy I found you guys. I've been getting like 4 to 5 hours of sleep the last month, almost every night. Felt horrible, very tired every day. I never dreamed my pillow could be the problem. Last night I slept for 8 hours. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Last night I slept for 8 hours, only woke up a few times for a few minutes, then fell back to sleep, no problems. What a relief. This man must be a genius. Who, Todd? Oh, Mike Lindell, yeah, the inventor of my pillow. I hear you.
Funny.
The 4-for-1 deal, the classic 4-pack combo is $99.98. You receive 2 classic pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillow, still available as well, 50% off on that deal. Call them at 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, I was surmising that Carson Wentz may have tweeted out something about this news. He's not. Probably got to keep mum on who the folks are that are going to pick you. He does have a neat little tweet up about his cover shot on the ESPN magazine. There again, Carson Wentz, front of the ESPN magazine, Bismarck Kid. It's just so awesome. Grew up reading it, crazy now to see myself on the cover, so blessed and thankful. Just the beginning now. Just the beginning, though, he says. And then the tweet before that, this is another thing I love about Carson Wentz. He tweets, the devil operates under one condition. He offers the product and hides the price. You got to think about that, but that is really good.
Wow. No kidding.
The devil operates under one condition. He offers the product and hides the price. Which is just, really cool that he...
That'll make you stop and think. Holy cow.
Exactly. Yeah, and he has some others that are really good. Wish him well. Sent a very classy tweet out about UND winning in hockey. Huge congratulations to the UND.
Dude's class all the way, He really is.
He is. Huge congratulations to the UND men's hockey team. So cool. All we do is win here in this great state, folks.
Now, well, I remember a few years ago how excited people were getting about Johnny Manziel. This is a guy worth getting excited about.
Darn right. So anyway, big news today is the LA Rams have bought off the Tennessee Titans for the number one spot, and so they are now in possession of that first draft pick. A lot of speculation in the L.A. media and other places that they're doing it to get Carson Wentz. I hope they are, because it's going to be a great story. But that's kind of the big story. We're not going to know for 2 weeks. 2 weeks till the, 2 weeks today. Chicago, the actual draft. So we got a ways to wait and find out what exactly is the reason for that. But,
well, the team of the first pick generally ends up long beforehand, kind of making it basically public knowledge. It's not official till then, but I got a feeling we're going to know one way or another long before then.
I did hear Adam Schefter from ESPN this morning on my way in today that he says he's guessing that the Rams are going to take Carson Wentz with that first pick now. So
yeah
there's a rampant speculation that that's the case. The wild card here is they obviously need a quarterback, but the other quarterback that is high up in the speculation is the kid from California, right?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, Goff, the other kid. So if you're LA and you're new to LA, right, they moved from St. Louis back in LA, good PR move, take a California kid. I don't know. Do Californians even care about that stuff? Probably. I it'd be one thing if there's an NFL team in North Dakota. He'd say, yeah, pick a North Dakota kid. Be great PR. I don't know if they care in California. They're just a little bit on the different side in that regard. So, I don't know. Anyway, that's a big story. That is a big story. So, pretty darn cool that we're talking about that today, for sure, which is really neat. What else? Did you see the story about Belfield? Bismarck Tribune headline today about this iconic post-World War II theater that they are refurbishing and cranking up in Belfield. That's kind of cool. A picture of it in the Bismarck Tribune today of the theater, but they're working on getting it going. The city auditor there is quoted in the story and is in the middle of this, but so Belfield Theater, iconic post-World War II building undergoing the transformation of its lifetime. I think they have Bellitis, Fargo Theateritis, I guess, or something, Todd. But whatever it is, I'm
you know, they did the same kind of thing with the theater in Hazen and kind of made it look like it's, you know, 1940s, 50s glory and did a fantastic job with that. So if they follow that lead, they'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I had, when I was growing up, the Hollywood Theater. How about that name? The Hollywood Theater.
There you go.
Yeah. Downtown Montevideo. Trying to remember the movie that I remember most seeing there. Might have been Star Wars.
One of the there is Star a hotel. Wars. This is kind of getting further off topic, but there is a Hotel California in Edgley, North Dakota. Did you know that?
In existence? Like, it's a, you know, you can go stay there now?
Well, there's a sign there. I've never called it or tried to stay there, but there is a sign on the side of the building, Hotel California. I got it on my Facebook page. I always thought it would have been cool to get the Eagles guys there to play a show, but, you know, we're one short now. But
somebody has a sense of humor there.
When you I took a picture and thought, oh, well, this wasn't quite what I pictured in the song, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a building right in there, right in downtown Edgley.
Yeah, that's pretty darn cool. I like that. Well, I think everybody agrees with us. The big story of the day is the L.A. Rams and their moves and what's going on there. And for the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of hype about this. You know, whether you're a Bison fan or not, whether you're a football fan or not, whether you, you know, follow this much at all, just think of it this way. This is a North Dakota boy done good, right, regardless of your football likes or dislikes. I think it's really cool to have not only just the fact that it's a North Dakota boy, but a North Dakota boy that, you know, is one anybody would say, hey, this is a fine young man. This is good things happening to good people. So pretty darn exciting and glad that it's happening. I think that's pretty darn cool. Let's see here. What else do we need to tell you? I think we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, Kathleen Wrigley is going to be here, wife of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. We're going to talk about Marcy's Law. You might have read about this, but an effort to, through initiated measure to allow you, the voters, to have a say about getting victims' rights into our state constitution. It is Crime Victims' Rights Week in North Dakota. That's why we're talking about it. We'll do it next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petco-Serve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petco-Serve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petco-Serve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petco-Serve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Did you know Tioga, North Dakota, is the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota? That's right. And it's the capital of oil in North Dakota. It's where it all started. It's one of our top 10 towns, too, and we appreciate the folks there. Thank you to Hess, Mainstay Suites Tioga, Tioga Medical Center, Tioga Ace Hardware, Sheldon Welding, and the Dawa Solutions Group for bringing us to the great city of Tioga. Regularly, I'm due for a Tioga trip. Let me get there soon. Check it out. Back with more on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome at 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, our email address. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. Marcy's Law is something that is part of a nationwide debate that concerns victims' rights. It's something that you will have a say on when you head to the ballot box later this year, because there is an initiated measure in North Dakota on this very issue. And this week happens to be Crime Victims' Rights Week. And Marcy's Law is the initiated measure that puts victims' rights into the state constitution. The chair of that effort statewide is Kathleen Wrigley, who joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Hello, Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you? I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, glad to have you, and a good week to have you on to talk about this particular issue as well.
It is a good week to talk about. Yeah, it's just a National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and also in addition to that, the Governor Dalrymple has signed a proclamation for Crime Victims' Rights Week right here in North Dakota.
So, first of all, explain victims' rights. What does it mean to say victims of a crime have rights?
Well, presently, victims are, Marcy's Law for North Dakota elevates crime victims' rights from a statutory level to a constitutional level, just as the accused and convicted have currently. And just for some background, I think, you know, just for your listeners, some people may be wondering, well, who the heck is Kathleen Wrigley and why is she chairing this, this statewide initiative? My personal experience was, as a crime victim, family member of a crime victim, was in 1991 when my brother was a 21-year-old Philadelphia rookie police officer who stopped a car at a routine stop and was shot and killed in the line of duty. Since then, I have spent my entire that experience going through the criminal justice system and experiencing that as a crime victim family. I spent most of my adult professional career as an advocate for victims, a grief counselor for victims, and the adjudicated delinquents as well. I was director for the Child Advocacy Center in Bismarck many years ago before having our own family. And I think that the culmination of this personal and professional experience led me, when I was asked some many months ago, led me to jump at the opportunity to be a voice for victims here in North Dakota as chairperson for Marcy's Law. I really feel the weight, the honor, and the responsibility of this opportunity. So Marcy's Law in North Dakota was written by North Dakotans for North Dakota. We have gathered a committee of more than 30 people from across the state. It's a nonpartisan initiative. It's an opportunity for all of us to work together to protect people who've been hurt, who are crime victims, without compromising or infringing on the Sixth Amendment rights of the accused criminal. It's a statewide constitutional initiative that would elevate crime victims' rights, as I said, from a statutory level to the same degree of protection as the accused criminal or the convicted criminals that they have right now, without diminishing, this is important, without diminishing anyone's rights. And, you know, Marcy's Law for North Dakota, they're fundamental rights. And the Constitution protects the fundamental rights of North Dakotans. Marcy's Law does not create a criminal justice, recreate the criminal justice system. It doesn't create a victim industry. It's simply to protect the right to be heard from people who have been hurt, to be heard, to be informed of court proceedings, the right to be protected from harassment, harassing tactics that sometimes take place right now. And so that's basically the gist of Marcy's Law for North Dakota. It was written by North Dakotans, people within on our steering committee, and rewritten for North Dakota, elevating the statutory level right now to the constitutional level, which I believe is long overdue.
And as someone that's been through this,
yep.
Give me an example of you know, where, and I think people, you know, they hear these stories from time to time and think, man alive, we're forgetting the victim here. And so, you know, obviously there's constitutional protections for the accused, as there should be. This is America, but to somehow put the victim's rights somewhere lower than that doesn't make much sense. But having, been through this yourself, what would be an example of something where you think it's unfair right now, that without this change in the law, without Marcy's Law taking these protections and making them constitutional, what could happen? What's an example?
Well, here's the thing, is that when we first started talking about Marcy's Law, bringing Marcy's Law for North Dakota to our state, we started getting the word out and congregating some people who just really doing some background on what this Marcy's Law is, where how it originated, what is there a need for it here in North Dakota. And I do think that we do a decent job in North Dakota of protecting victims on the statutory level. But once we started talking to people, you can't believe how many victims of crime and family members of victims have come forward to share their stories. They've never had an opportunity before, or never had an outlet before, or didn't think they had a voice. And people started coming in droves, talking and telling their stories. One person who is on our steering committee, who has been very vocal and very brave, I should say, because it is still an open case. Many people are very reluctant to talk publicly, especially if they have an open case right now. But Pam Curlyberg, who is the sister, she's in Fargo. She's on our steering committee, and she was anxious to talk and tell her story, her family story. Her brother was the man who was killed at that wedding reception in New Rockford last spring or last fall. Anyway, her family, the person who shot and killed her brother at this wedding reception in North Dakota, was arrested, and there were preliminary hearings and court appearances that were taking place, and no one was telling her family. No one was calling. It's a simple phone call or even a letter to let the victim family members know this person who is accused of killing your brother, your family member, will be in court on such and such date if you're willing and wanting to come and be a part of this. They weren't, and she was calling the state's attorney's office with no response at all, just being completely shut out of the process. And that, when she heard that we were starting this initiative and talking about Marcy's Law for North Dakota, she jumped on board very bravely, courageously, right away, because she saw firsthand what was happening. And these types of stories are happening all over North Dakota, where victims are just falling by the wayside. Victims' families are falling by the wayside. And so this is happening here. So I believe that there is a need to elevate this to from a statutory to a constitutional level.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, frankly, when I was first approached about sharing this initiative, I did some research. I talked to Drew, who has been in law enforcement, my husband, who's been in law enforcement for years, about the need, about where we are right now, protecting victims and what this might do. And so I thought about it for a while, did some research on it, and listened. I started to listen to people, but I was frankly very surprised that North Dakota did not already have this protection at the constitutional level already in place. We are only one of 18 states in the nation that don't have constitutional rights for victims. We're behind. North Dakota leads the way in so many different, you talk about energy and oil and economy and lots of different things. And I do believe that they do a decent job of protecting victims now, but it is time that North Dakota leads the way for victims and that we step up and constitutionalize these rights for victims, especially in light of the fact that it does nothing to diminish anyone else. Right.
This is Crime Victims Rights Week. We're talking with Kathleen Wrigley, wife of Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, about an effort to have an initiated measure. It placed victims' rights into the state constitution. Most of the opposition I've heard or seen has been from attorneys and defense attorneys, usually, I guess. Do they see this as, in your view, making it more difficult for them to defend their client? Or what do you make of the opposition?
Well, I have heard some pushback from defense attorneys, and quite frankly, Scott, that is their job. They have an ethical and a financial responsibility to protect their clients. Their clients are the accused criminals, and that's what they're doing. And we have all expected some pushback from criminal defense attorneys, and it's not surprising. As I said, they have an ethical and a financial responsibility. Where they have to defend their clients. They're doing their job. So I respect that. And I think and I hope that they respect our position as well.
And again, this will be on the ballot come November, right?
I will also say, defense attorneys, it could not be more clear that their client protection, Sixth Amendment rights protection, are still very much enshrined.
Right, yeah, they're there. It's just about adding the victims' rights. Get some more facts on this, folks. Pay attention. Crime Victims Rights Week. Kathleen Wrigley, thank you very much for telling us a little bit.
Vote yes for Marcy Ball for North Dakota. Thanks so much, guys.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream.
Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt in North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks. Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You think anybody knows why we're flying this song, Todd? It's like an inside joke.
Well, if you're a Stinger fan, you know.
Well, you know what the song is, but I don't know if you...
They're bright as the sun on that California coast. He was the Midwest...
Tell you what, you...
You bring up a good point. I mean, are they going to want the California guy? I mean, does that stuff matter there?
If you know why we're playing this song right now, call us. First one to answer correctly. I have some of Cloverdale's finest for you at Randy's. On South University in Fargo, one of those neighborhood restaurants that is just the best. And it's right off of I-94. So if you're cruising east, west, north, south, very easy to find. Right, just take the university exit south on University in Fargo, and you've got it. Why are we playing the song? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I'll just take these, Manny, one after the other, so you can go one to the next. You go to line three, I'll take two. Hi there. Hi there. Who's this?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. This is Scott. Say hi to Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So, Jeff, do you know why we're playing this song?
Carson Wentz.
What does Carson Wentz have to do with this song right here?
Midwestern boy on his own, going to the Rams.
Might be going to Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood Nights. There you go. Exactly yeah. Right.
Song nails it.
Yeah. Where are you from, Jeff?
Mandan.
You're from Mandan. All right. You ever come through Fargo Moorhead?
Not much.
Well, if you know someone who does, or next time you do, you have lunch on us, okay?
All right.
You just hang on. Too bad it wasn't Little Cottage Cafe Week or,
Yeah.
Dakota Farms. Okay. One of the others, but they'll be back. They'll be back.
Yeah.
We got to do Kroll's Diner one of these days, too. A great, great Cloverdale products there, too. Hang on, Jeff. We'll get your information here. Mail that off to you, man. He'll chat with you. Other calls, questions, comments, welcome here. I have a little time till the top of the hour to chat about whatever's on your mind. Todd and I are obviously enamored with the big story of the day, the L.A. Rams swindling the number one pick in the NFL draft. Well, they didn't really swindle it. They gave away the store. To the Tennessee Titans to get to number one. Speculation is that is to take North Dakota's own Carson Wentz first in the draft 1 week, I'm sorry, 2 weeks from today in Chicago.
And week four of the preseason, the Rams are in Minnesota. That might be the hottest preseason ticket in the history of the NFL.
Well, again, assuming. They take... Carson Wentz, but yeah, you're right. 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Here's a texter on our previous topic, Marcy's Law. Marcy's Law did not originate in North Dakota. It is already in place in California. And as with most well-intentioned laws, it has led to legislative abuse and neglect. It should be voted down, says Adam. So Adam has a different opinion of that. I'm not going to take Adam's opinion for gospel. I'll be voting for it mainly because to me it just makes sense to say, you know, we ought to take victims' rights and put them on par with the criminals. And you may find some things along the way that you want to tweak, but then that doesn't mean don't do it. I don't know if his comment that it did not originate in North Dakota was meant as criticism or a fact, because it didn't originate in North Dakota, but I don't know that that much matters either, right? I mean, if you say you do this state by state and states vote on it, you put it in, I you know. Does it have to originate in North Dakota to be a good idea? I don't know. He may have just been telling us that because of the fact that he didn't like some of the ways it's been implemented in California. Let's go to West Fargo and Tom. What's on your mind, Tom?
Just quick question. If this goes through with Carson Wentz, is this the first time a number one pick has come out of NDSU?
That's a good question.
I would guess yes.
Let me ask the resident sports anchor NDSU guru that question, who would probably know the answer to that. So your question was, would this be the first time ever? If Carson Wentz is selected first, would this be the first time we've ever had a number one draft pick from North Dakota? Is that your question, Tom?
Yes, Scott. That's it.
So is it?
I'm ready to take this one.
Mr. Steve Holstrom is here.
Steve's here. Good.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Todd might be all over this one already. So I'm thinking back. Phil Hansen was, I want to say, a second rounder.
Correct.
You're putting me on the spot here a little bit. Stacy Robinson, who is not from North Dakota but played at NDSU, was a draft pick by the Giants. But I don't think he was a first rounder. He was a second rounder as
well.
Then
there's one in 74 who was a second rounder.
Well, I guess the question is, are we talking NDSU players or players from North Dakota?
Yeah, from North Dakota.
Who may not have necessarily
be a different
NDSU
question, right?
From North Dakota, it's for sure, right? NDSU, we and then we're talking about first overall, too, here.
Oh, there, that's, yeah. Top 10, top 5, that's never happened. No.
Yeah. Yeah, never been a first rounder.
I don't think there ever has been.
Three second rounders.
Now you know why we're calling it a big deal, Tom, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely right. And if this happens, oh, my. I mean, we're already proud of what everything's happening. This is just a really big deal. Just a really big deal.
Absolutely.
Exactly right. Good point, Tom. Thanks for listening. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall next.
30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Ferrer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.